My message this morning is about the right attitude in service. But prior for that, our parasha is Shilak, right? Which means send. This opens with the Shekinah leading the Israelites near the land of Canaan. And the Lord instructing Moses to send 12 spies and one prince of each in 12 tribes to go into the land in Canaan and to bring back a good report. According to Midrash, the spies traveled as a group of 12 without disguise. And the Lord performed miracles for them by causing them to go unnoticed. They just get into the land of promise that nobody can notice. Nobody can see them. They just go there freely because that's the work of God to them. So the Lord performed miracles for them by causing them to go unnoticed, as I said. And after 40 days of scouting the promised land, the spies return. And they are affirming that the land is indeed flowing with milk and honey, and pointed to oversized fruits are evidence. However, they went to say that the inhabitants of the land were fearsome, powerful, and short. They concluded that it would be impossible for Israel to conquer the land. You know, one thing that I noticed to these 10 spies, it shows their lack of confidence. It shows of disobedience and rebellion unto Yeshua. But Joshua and Caleb, who brought back a good report and believed that God would help them succeed, they gathered all Israelites and they said, "The land that we saw is very good. If the land filled with many good things, and if the Lord pleased with us, He will lead us into the land." It's opposite from the 10 spies. The 10 spies said, "Oh, those people in the promises like this, like that, like this. It's scary. We cannot conquer them." But here, Jacob and Caleb said, "No, if God is with us, we will conquer that land." And don't you know? Same thing with us, my brothers and sisters. If we have the right attitude in our service or in service to Yeshua, God opened the door of heaven and poured out His manifold blessing. What is the key? Right attitude. Obedience. Heavenly Father, this morning, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Lord, we know that your word is already blessed. Heavenly Father, open our heart and in our mind, Lord, and give us understanding that we may be able to hear and listen to your words. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen? Amen. One day, the mother of James and John went to Yeshua to ask favor. And said, she asked if her sons could sit on the right and the left side of Yeshua in the kingdom. Said, "Yeshua, it is possible in your kingdom, my two sons both is sitting down besides you? Then Yeshua told them that they do not know what they were asking. He then explained to them that holding this position required consideration for what they did not have. And Yeshua said, this honor could only be given by the Father. And then the other 10 apostles heard about this and were very angry. So Yeshua explained that in the kingdom, it is not those who hold authority to who are chief among them, it is those who serve. And just as himself, Yeshua came to serve to his disciples. And he set us a good example. That's why my message this morning is about the right attitude in service. In short, servanthood. For 2 weeks' time, our rabbi talked about call to serve. For the first week of June, his message is called to serve. Last week, he talked about using our spiritual gift that God given to us. Now, it's my turn. The right attitude. He called you, he gave you gift. So how can we use that gift that God pleased? What does servanthood mean? When you search the definition, it states that ones that perform duties about the person or home of master or personal employer. But in biblical meaning, servanthood is to be a devoted, helpful follower to help meet the needs of the ministry, the needs of others. Today we are going to take a look at some Bible characters who showed servanthood or servant hearts of God's glory. When you hear the name Andrew, that's the first Bible character that we are going to study today. When you hear about the name Andrew, the disciples of Yeshua, what comes to your mind and what do you know about him? Who is Andrew? When you hear about Andrew, what comes into your mind? Brother of Peter, that's right. Andrew was the kind of person that made the disciples of Yeshua great. And he is the kind of person that made a local church or local congregation great congregation. How and what way? Andrew, when he served God, he's the kind of invisible service that he offered with a good attitude in heart. He served invisibly in the ministry. Nobody can see it. Nobody can recognize it. Nobody can applaud it. But Andrew still serving Yeshua. So the first, a servant, being a servanthood, do we have the attitude of the heart of servanthood? Do we have the heart of serving? Do we have the attitude of serving? Or what is the attitude of our heart when we do something for the Lord? How's our heart when we do something for the Lord? Because it says, oh, they worship me. Oh, they do something for me. but their heart is away or far, far away from me. I believe that invisible service is the greatest barrier of all to being a servant. Correct me if I'm wrong. We don't live in a country that seeks to serve others. We live in a country that seeks to be served. And our culture is permeated with the message, serve me. Yeah, we are not prone to say, okay, I can do this. No. It's nice to be served. Right? Sitting down there, and somebody will come and serve us. Right? Nice to see. Just like in Uneg sometimes. We just eating there, just eating then. After we eat, we just leave our stuff. Who will fix that one? Us? For sure. Because you are the servant. How about you? Are you not a servant? Invisible service that Andrew did make the congregation great, make the disciples great. Why? Because his heart is open before God. So we have a difficult time understanding. In our culture, what does it mean to have the attitude of someone with a servant heart? The attitude of the heart plays the most important role in serving the Lord. The attitude of the heart plays the most important role in serving the Lord. Thank God I have enough time to share the words of God this morning. Because mostly, I start at 12, but still 10 to 12, and I do already my introduction. So it means both of us are really enjoying our service this morning, right? So we want the other people to serve, not us. Me? No. That's Rabbi's job, not me. How about you? All of us is a servant of God. As I've said, Andrew is one of the Bible characters who showed invisible service in the ministry. In what way? Andrew, who was with John the Baptist, because Andrew is the disciple of John the Baptist, and Yeshua, he told him that Yeshua is the Lamb of God. And when Andrew met Yeshua, he spent a whole day in listening and talking to Yeshua and became convinced that he is the Messiah and does the greatest work in his ministry. And after his conversation to Yeshua, what happened? Maybe he ran. Whatever he heard to Yeshua, he shared to his brothers, to his family. That's why Peter became a disciple too. Because he brought Peter to Yeshua. Did you share the word of God that you hear from here to your family? Did you share? You know, every time we come to our congregation, and if we're at home, we are discussing, oh, you know, the priest or rabbi last time is like, what is your opinion? We just discuss as a family also. We learn from each other. Andrew, that's what he did. When he went home, he said to Peter, you know, Peter, he shared what he heard from Yeshua. And Andrew did not become a great well-known disciple, right? As I've said, tell me, who is Andrew? Maybe you only say, it's disciple. What else? What else do you know about Andrew? What else do we know about Andrew? No, nothing. No more. Because he's quiet. His service to Yeshua is unnotified, unnoticed. Because he's serving the Lord quietly. Not only that, he never preached, maybe. There's no book that he wrote. And maybe he didn't perform miracle. He never baptized, maybe, but he did the invisible service as a servant of God. When Yeshua preached to the 5,000 people, I think that, 5,000 people. And then after he preached, they said that they need to feed them. Then, are you joking? Where can we get food to feed these 5,000 people? Where can we get food? You know what? Andrew is there. When Yeshua said that they will feed the 500,000 people, sneaky around, he gets out from the crowd looking for something that he could help to feed these 5,000 people. While he's walking, he found the boy that have 5 bread, 2 fish, and he bring it to Yeshua. The disciples said, they're arguing each other, where can we get food? But here's Andrew. He get out from the crowd and looking for something that he could help. And he found this boy. When he found this boy, he said, here we go. Did somebody ask her or did somebody ask him to go out and look for food? Nobody. He voluntarily go and do something. And sometimes, people doing small things for the Lord, we thought that is like a menial service. Menial means like not really important. Oh, give it to him. That's his ministry. Oh, go to him. That's my ministry. If it is small ministry, just like you don't really interested. That's why when the Greek people went to Philip and asking about the word of God, said that give it to Andrew. That is his job. That is his masterpiece. That kind of service is a menial service. Brothers and sisters, there is no such menial service in the front of Yeshua. All are important. That's why Andrew had a heart and attitude of a servant. Maybe he said, it's okay, I don't have to be up front. I don't have to be in the inner circle. I don't need to be seen. I don't have to preach. It's okay if others don't see me. Andrew serves an invisible service to God by working behind the scene. Are you able to work an invisible service in God's ministry? Or no, I need to be well known. I need to be popular in this congregation. I need to be known that I am like this, I am like that. But Andrew, he is a disciple, but he never come into his mind to be put himself on the top. Not only Andrew, you know Bezalel and Oholiab? No. Honestly, no. Bezalel and Oholiab, Exodus chapter 36, they are the person used by God to make the temple look beautiful. Become beautiful because they were doing it from the bottom of the heart. God filled them with the spirit of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And God gave them an all kinds of skills. But by the way, who are they? Are they our priests, Levites, a prophet, or a leader in the congregation? Do you think, are they priests, Levites, prophets, leaders in the congregation? Those four, none of the above. None of the above. They were just ordinary members in the congregation, yet they are the people love to work behind the scene, doing invisible service for Yeshua. And the last one, Asaph. Who is Asaph in the Bible? Who is he? Asaph, son of Korah, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, Asaph was descendant of Gershom, the son of Levi. He is also known as one of the three Levites commissioned by David to be in charge of praise and worship. Asaph is one of the good singers of David. He is powerful worship leader of David. Did he mention a lot his name in the Bible? Not even recognize him. Right? He never recognized him. Honestly, before I don't know him. Even Oholiab, Bezalel. But those people, we thought that they are not useful in the ministry, but they are the one who give a good example for us, because they serve the Lord even nobody can notice it. It's very joyful to serve God even people didn't notice it. Why? Because sometimes when you serve in people, you notice it. You don't know if they are only telling you the truth, that they, or you're so nice, or they only applaud you. But as I've said, Asaph is a well-known, gifted, powerful worship leader. There are lots of songs. He makes some 12 songs that he made for David. One of them is Psalm 73, Psalm 55, so forth and so on. And when you read those verses, those psalms, it's really open your heart. Asaph says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart in my portion forever." The lesson we learn from them, like Andrew, Bezalel, Oholiab, and Asaph, is the importance of using skills even an invisible service that we offer to Yeshua, because that's the gift of our Heavenly Father. You don't need to be a leader. You don't need to be a shamas. You don't need to be an elder to do things for God. If you want to use by God, He will use you. He will use you. Sometimes we, the leaders, we do that as an obligation now. Because I'm the leader. Oh, Jerry, do that because you are the elder. Sometimes it's hard, right? Just like you do it because that's your obligation, or that's your work, job description. But if you don't have, you are not leader, and then you do something, there is joy. Oh, you're worship leader, so you need to lead the worship. Oh, I need to lead the worship because I'm a worship leader. Sometimes we do such thing for the glory of God because as an obligation, as a responsibility. Here what I know about person who has the ability and willingness to do the invisible ministry for Yeshua. Her heart, her motives are pure. They don't do it for applause or attention. They are not longing for recognition. And what did Yeshua say about these people? They are the one who are truly great in the kingdom of God. Those people who serve with a pure heart for the Lord, those are the people God says they are the great. As I've said, for the past 2 weeks, Rabbi Cal preached about how to serve and using about our different talents. We know that all of us, it's one of us that are here. God give you a gift. God give you a talent. No one is exempted here. It's one of us have a gift in talent. And God wants us to use those gifts in invisible service that pleases God. And if you know that God is there, something wants you to do for Him, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to do it? Many believers think that being a leader is an easy job. Those aspiring for a leader, listen. Many believers think that being a leader is an easy job. No. Big N-O, no. It is not. Because some people think that if you are a leader, you will become well known. You have the authority among those who are not leaders. However, brothers and sisters, leadership isn't about making our name known. It's about making God's name known. I'll repeat it. Leadership isn't about making our name known. It's about making God's name known. Did you hear that? Everything we do, words and deeds, it's for the glory of God. Leadership is a huge sacrifice. Why? Because true leaders or leaders means servant. If you are a leader, you are servant. And all of us are leaders. Maybe you are leaders in your home. Don't you know that each one of us, some people are following us, they are looking on us. You are a leader, but you don't know they are watching about you. That's why leaders set a good example to whom they lead, like Yeshua. He is the perfect example of a good leader or servant. I have 11 pages. I'm only finished 3. I have 8 more. Is that okay? We are leaders. Right? All of us are leaders. The question is, what kind of leadership role would you put yourself in? Good leaders or bad leaders? It depends on how you influence others. Hello? Again, what kinds of leadership role would you put yourself in? Good leaders or bad leaders? It depends on how you influence others. People surround us and watch us to see if we project a good example for them to follow. They're looking for you. They're looking for me. They're watching me. If they see that you are a good leader, they will follow you. But if not, go ahead. See you next time. That's Andrew. When he shared the gospel to Peter right away, Peter came to Yeshua and he became a disciple. You may think you have no gift. You have. I have a story about a pastor or rabbi. One time he was sitting down in the couch. He had a vision. Vision that Yeshua would give gift to those people who have done faithfully in their service. And this pastor thought that when Yeshua gives gifts, he will certainly get a huge reward because maybe all the gifts are here and there's a big, big gift that is in the corner. He said that, oh, maybe that gift is mine because I'm the pastor or I'm the rabbi. I'm teaching every week. I'm preaching. I'm visiting and blah, blah, blah. All the works that he did for the Lord, said that's why that gift is mine. So Yeshua gave everyone the gift. Then suddenly, when the pastor or the rabbi see the gift, it's not there anymore. So where is the gift? And there is one little gift that left. And then when he turned his face on the right side, the gift is given to the old lady. And then he went to Yeshua, then he complained. Said that, Yeshua, it looks like it's unfair. I do everything in the congregation, and that lady doesn't do anything, just sitting down in the corner Sunday after Sunday or Saturday after Saturday. Why he get that gift? Look at my ministry. Because of me, the ministry succeeded. And then, you know what Yeshua said? That's true. Your ministry is successful. Every time you preach, people bless. And there's a lot of volunteers because they are really blessed, touched by the word of God. But don't you know? Because of that lady that always praying for you every time you do your message, every time you preach, every time there is a service, he's coming early and he pray all the people that is coming that as they hear your preaching, they will be blessed. So is there anything that you can complain to me? Not your works, because of this old lady praying for you invisibly, you become successful. If no one can pray for you, if this lady can pray for you Shabbat after Shabbat, nobody come and listen to you, you're not a good preacher. But because of this lady always praying for you, you become successful. Then tell me, it is worth it to receive this blessing or no? And the rabbi or the pastor suddenly, slowly away from Yeshua. That's why if you have the gift, is announcement, a ministry of prayer, I will encourage you to join us, because in heaven, the Lord prepares something for you. Okay, a few more minutes. If there is an invisible service, of course, we need also to recognize the thing that they mentioned, or they said that the insignificant gifts. But actually, there is no insignificant gifts to Yeshua. All are significant. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15, we can read here a family who served faithfully, devotedly to the Lord. You know who is he? When you hear the word Stephanos, what comes to your mind? Who is Stephanos, by the way? Those people who attending Bible study were studying Book of Corinthians. You should know that. Right? Stephanos mentioned in the book of Corinthians. So, Stephanos and his household had devoted themselves to the ministry. Not only Stephanos, his household. And the word ministry that mentioned in this verse or in this book, translated into a different version, into a service. And Stephanos and household devoted themselves into service. Their acts of service was good influence and model to everyone. They were happy to serve because it allowed them to express gratitude for all they received. And they never thought of their service as an obligation, rather as a joyful opportunity to celebrate everything they had and demonstrate God's goodness to others. They said that, you know, Stephanos, they have the ministry, their ministry is on call. And worldly thing, there's an on-call job, on-call ministry. Stephanos and his household, they are also on-call. On-call, when you say on-call, there's no specific time that they work. If you need them, right away they are there, right? Right away, oh, it's Sunday, oh, it's our break time. No. They serve as a household. So let us pray, my brothers and sisters, that the Lord give us a family like the household of Stephanos to help in use our God-given ministry here in Bechikina. And whatever gifts you have, use it with the right motivation and right attitude of our heart. When you read 1 Corinthians, I'm almost done. When you read 1 Corinthians, especially 12, 13, and 14, you notice that chapter 12 and 14, he's talking about gifts, right? He's talking about gifts. He's talking about ministry. How come 13 is not included? 12 and 14, Paul talking about ministry. But in chapter 13, he's talking about love. Right? If you don't have love, that's why he put in the middle, right? 12, 13, 14. If you don't love in God's ministry, as 1 Corinthians 13 says, you're just like a cymbal making some noise. So God give each and every one of us a talent and gifts. So each gift is not for your own gratification and exaltation, because that gift belong to the body of Yeshua. And one writer stated, anyone can perform acts of service in the congregation, but not everyone is doing it for the right reason. I repeat it. Anyone can perform acts of service in the congregation, but not everyone is doing it for the right reason. Are we doing it in the right reason when we do something for Yeshua? And according to 1 Corinthians, verse 26 to 29, there are some verses that God choose those people that we think they are insignificant, people that are less. But those people God uses in the ministry. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, God put there for us to follow. This ministry God uses, those leaders God put there to build up God's ministry. And last, sometimes, honestly speaking, sometimes we don't serve God because we don't know our gift. Who among you knows his gift or her gift? Can you raise your hand? No. Sometimes it's hard to do something if you don't know, right? If you don't know your gifts that God given to you, how do you work for it? You don't know. But if you know your gift, you can do it. Mostly, they just come to us and, I want to serve God, but I don't know how to start. The secret is, get involved. If you don't know your ministry, just get involved. From there, you will discover your gift. If you don't know your gift or talent, get involved. That's why I ask everyone that I know they can do it, can you join the Asher ministry? Oh, sure. Starting point. Because if you don't get involved, no. Start, you get involved. Many times, it is due to lack of involvement. The more involved you are with something, the more opportunities will arise to serve. Right? Once you are involved, from there you can see how the Lord bless you and give you the specific gift that really want, that really for you. I remember my daughter Rebecca and Abby, they are very shy. They are very, very shy. They are not the person that if some people come to our place, right away they just go upstairs. I was surprised. They involved themselves in the ministry. I was surprised. God changed them. When you ask them, can you do this? No, I don't like. Then one time, because both of us, my wife, every time we go to a different churches or we go to church, first thing we gonna do, look, how can we help? We don't need somebody, oh, come on. Can you? No. We always look, how can we help? That's why God wants each one of us to look for your gifts and use it for God's glory. If you don't know, as I've said, get involved. Get involved. From there, you can see how the Lord's work. Heavenly Father, thank you for this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for your words. Lord, help us to obey your words, Lord, as we hear it. Use each one of us, Lord, that are here, O God. Thank you in Yeshua's name. Amen.